Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 25 regarding William Puglia, P-U-L-L-I-A. William Puglia is a 45-year-old male who reports he was involved. He was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 11-5-21. Apparently he was the driver at a standstill at a red light and was hit from behind by another vehicle. Period. He did not sustain any direct bodily trauma or loss of consciousness. Pretty believes he injured his neck and lower back and went to Washington Township Emergency Room that same day. Pretty had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnoses. Pretty did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty freely admits that he was also involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision in October 2021. Period. He was being treated with medication and rest. Period. He was still sore from this incident when the subject event occurred. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Puglia alleged that he injured his cervical spine and had a concussion from a motor vehicle accident on 11-5-21. Prior treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ponzio on 11-15-21. Period. He noted the petitioner was a truck driver and complained of injuring his head and neck at 3 a.m. on 11-5-21. Pretty tried to return to work on 11-8-21. Pretty, as the shift proceeded, his headache intensified and he had lightheadedness and dizziness. Pretty, he was not able to complete his shift and contacted his supervisor. Pretty, he was the restrained driver of a loaded dump truck weighing 80,000 pounds at the time of this impact. Period. He was rear-ended at a high rate of speed and pushed forward 2 feet by a Ford SUV. Period. The driver of the other vehicle was inebriated. Period. There was major front-end damage to the Ford vehicle with minimal damage to the truck. Period. Mr. Puglia did not have loss of consciousness and he did not hit his head. Period. He was restrained with a shoulder harness. Period. He had been to Jefferson Washington Township Emergency Room where he had CAT scans of his head and neck. Pretty was given an injection to the shoulder and was treated with NSAIDs. Pretty was seen by another physician that morning named Dr. McClure at Eastern Neurodiagnostics. Period. In addition to the subject event, Dr. Ponzio ascertained a history of injuring his neck in a motor vehicle accident on 10-9-21. Period. He also had a back injury at that point. Period. He also had right lower extremity sciatica from that accident. Period. In 2011, he struck the driver's side in a T-bone fashion at an intersection while traveling 40 miles per hour. Period. His injuries at that time included his neck and lower back. Period. He was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Brody and had physical therapy. Period. He claimed that he improved 100% afterwards. Period. In 2001, he was the driver of a school bus at an intersection, but did not recall any details of the motor vehicle accident. Period. He could not recall if he went to the emergency room or whether he had any symptoms or was treated. Period. Dr. Ponzio performed a physical examination and diagnosed a cervical sprain. Period. He also had intervertebral disc degeneration as seen in the CAT scan from the emergency room. Period. He advised activity modifications and had him use Advil. Period. 2 weeks of physical therapy was also ordered. Period. New paragraph, he returned to Dr. Ponzio on 11/29/21. Period. He explained the prognosis for a cervical sprain, primarily the fact that healing usually occurs within a few weeks. Period. He was going to continue home exercises as well as manual therapy and modalities from the therapist as needed. Period. He was cleared to return to work, full duty, effective 11/30/21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there were psoriatic lesions on his elbows, of which he was already aware. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Period. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 11/5/21. William Puglia was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Pretty was operating an 80,000-pound dump truck that was struck from the rear by a Ford SUV that sustained significant front-end damage. Pretty Mr. Puglia did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Pretty was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Pretty followed up orthopedically with Dr. Ponzio. Appeared he ascertained a history of several other motor vehicle collisions. Appeared the petitioner currently revealed being involved in only one other motor vehicle accident in October 2021. Appeared he remained symptomatic afterwards up through the time of the subject event. Appeared Dr. Ponzio treated him with appropriate conservative measures. Period, as of 11/29/21, he was doing quite well and cleared for full duty. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine or head. Period, and put this in bold. In the physical exam, we need to insert the normal head and neurologic exams. And that is the end.